KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
You promised we'd update our kitchen when we bought the house 20 years ago.
I heard the 90s were back.
For clothes, dear, not kitchens.
I'll call Fox Home Innovations.
Soft closing drawers, farm sinks, granite countertops, whatever your dream kitchen looks like, Fox Home Innovations can help. From simple upgrades to total remodels, they will be there every step of the way, making the process seamless. They stand behind their quality of work and look forward to serving you. That's their promise to you at Fox Home Innovations.
At Fox Home Innovations, we believe that your home is an investment. From simple fixes to a brand new start, every stage in life brings with it new challenges. We pride ourselves on customer service, quality, and the belief that any home project should be a positive experience to be remembered. Our team will develop a personal plan to fit your budget, wants, and needs. No project is too small and no home is too big. We stand behind our quality of work and look forward to serving you at every stage in life and every step along the way.
The new terminal at Manhattan Regional Airport is open and ready for takeoff with a new baggage claim area, new rental car counter, bigger traveler space. The new construction has doubled the square footage of your Manhattan Regional Airport. Think of it as more of everything that makes flying local the most convenient way to travel. Shorter lines, better parking, closer to home, and easier than ever to book online at the completely redesigned flymhk.com. Wherever you're going in 2017, the expanded Manhattan Regional Airport is closer to where you want to be.
Now departing.
Book your flights today at flymhk.com.
Fall and winter can be great times to be outdoors if one is dressed correctly. For over 40 years, the Pathfinder has been providing the gear and advice you need to get outdoors and stay outdoors in less than ideal weather conditions. The Pathfinder is Manhattan's original dealer for smart wool socks and base layers, Patagonia outerwear, and Sorel winter boots. We know how to keep you warm and dry. Whether you're a hiker, paddler, cyclist, or runner, the Pathfinder has the gear you need this fall and winter. Come see us at 304 Points, downtown Manhattan.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with K-State Assistant Professor of Political Science, Dr. Nate Burkhead, and we welcome you. I don't even know where to begin since you were last here. I think we did chat with you briefly right after the election, and that was the last chance that we had to speak with you, Nate. But a lot going on, and I guess, of course, the immigration issues become pretty controversial, even a little bit of a protest there at Kansas State University a couple of evenings ago. And just some of your thoughts on the way things are being handled by the new president.
Well, I think that we found that his method of governing is very similar to his method of campaigning. His method of campaigning was to address lots of different issues all at more or less at the same time. Each day was a new thing, and we're seeing that that is more or less what we're seeing come out of the White House now. The immigration ban, the executive order that he signed, also occurred around the same time that he reorganized the National Security Council, demoting the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and then promoting his principal advisor, Steve Bannon. That occurred more or less at the same time that he is also, of course, announced that he's going to build a wall on the southern border. And then now, of course, he's now appointed Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court to fill the spot that Scalia vacated, that Obama attempted to get Merrick Garland on, but then failed to do so. And so, there's been a lot happening in 2 weeks. It's been a bit of a breakneck pace. It was 2 weeks ago today that he was inaugurated, and there's been a lot of changes in policy going forward.
Are you surprised at all by the rapidity of some of these things? I mean, as you said, it's very much like his campaign style, but have you been surprised? Obviously, you study this kind of stuff all the time.
He is uncommon in how quickly things are going. This is a bit unique, but again, we shouldn't be too surprised because this is very much what he campaigned on. And indeed, he's doing everything that he campaigned on. He campaigned on a Muslim ban. He's achieved part of that, right? He campaigned on building the wall. He's done that. He said that he was going to replace somebody who is like Scalia, and he's done that. And so in a lot of respects, he's just kind of checking off the list. People who said you should take him literally, not seriously, or seriously, but not literally, I can't remember what the sort of the term was, whatever, take him literally and seriously, because he's achieving both.
It's interesting because we continue to hear a lot about the immigration ban, the Muslim ban. Then I've heard another group of folks that say it's a temporary. I mean, it is actually a temporary ban, but I mean, I know it's being portrayed a little bit differently, perhaps.
Well, yes, temporary, perhaps. But one of the things that we're seeing is that there was not a really well-coordinated effort in rolling it out, and thus we're seeing that because of that lack of coordination, then the people who are on the ground, the Customs Border Protection officials in LAX or in Dulles or elsewhere, were kind of having to freewheel a little bit because, again, they were not briefed ahead of time before the ban went out. And so we're seeing a lot of inconsistent applications of it. And when you're seeing that inconsistent application, that does seem to kind of, that adds to more confusion when people say it's only temporary, because we, so far there's still some green card holders that have not been allowed back in. So it's a delicate situation, but it's also one that we'll have to sort of wait and see exactly how it proceeds going forward.
So you're somewhat surprised. I mean, you've been around the block a little bit, so you've seen different things happen and different administrations, but it has been interesting to watch. Any predictions, or is it even possible to predict with something of this nature?
I will very carefully keep my money in my pocket if we're placing any bets. I'm not comfortable making any bets at this point.
Well, and I don't know that when we continue to look at some of these things, I mean, maybe the next step for the president, I mean, as you said, some of these things maybe aren't as coordinated as they need to be, and what you would suggest, perhaps.
Well, I think that, you know, what will be interesting to see going forward is to how he negotiates these things with Congress, because so many of the things that he signed actually require congressional support. He announced today that he wants to roll back some of the regulations in Dodd-Frank. But, you know, the border wall requires money, and that requires an act of Congress. To permanently change immigration law, that requires an act of Congress. To repeal and replace Obamacare requires an act of Congress. And then, of course, you still have to get Neil Gorsuch confirmed, and that requires, again, the Senate Democrats and the Republicans to kind of get on the same page. And so I think we're seeing a really big push by the White House sort of in a bunch of different directions all at the same time. But things will kind of grind down to a little bit because Congress just never responds to things quickly. That's kind of how Congress was designed. That's why we have one president as an executive, and that's why I have 535 members of Congress, is you get one actor who can go quickly and then one actor who really kind of slows down.
We have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take the call. Welcome to – go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning. A beautiful day at the little small apple. I can't tell from this conversation whether these people are for or against Trump. However, I am going to make a statement. If you don't get on the Trump train, you're going to get on the wrong train, going the wrong direction at the same time. And then you won't know where you are, because if you don't know where you're going, you won't know when you get there. So anyway, I wish they would say one way or the other, are they for Trump or against Trump? One of the two, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, and that's not the reason we have Nate Burkhead in. He's been a longtime expert that we bring in to talk about just political science and some of the things that you observe in the political realm. You and I both, and I, of course, I have to remain objective in the role that I play as news director for Manhattan Broadcasting, and you also, to a certain extent, have to do that, too.
Absolutely. My job is, I'm an objective expert, right? My job is not to say that I prefer one policy or the other. My job is to point out, is to call balls and strikes, and I do that with both Democrats and Republicans, both people like Marco Rubio and people like Donald Trump.
And I do remember, because before the election, some of the things you had to say probably would have, you know, I mean, you talk about both sides and kind of just the way they're perceived and the way the public accepts or doesn't accept them. So that's kind of the role of what we do. While you're here today, too, I don't know if there's anything else you're wanting to get into, and I think we've talked about this before, but we continue to hear a lot about fake news and that kind of thing. Do you see any changes that way? Is there still – I continue to see, at least on Facebook, both sides, different things. And, I mean, there's always two sides to everything.
There are. The biggest thing I tell my students is if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And so, you know, the fake news, again, goes both sides, right? There was some story going around that then President Obama's mother-in-law was going to get some sort of federal pension. That's ludicrous. That's baloney. That didn't happen. The same thing happened. Democrats had this meme going around on Facebook that said that Donald Trump said, if I was going to run for president, I'd run as a Republican. Those people can be duped and fooled. I could say whatever I wanted to. They'd eat it up, right? That was supposedly a story that he gave to People magazine back in 1998. That's also fake. And so, my big recommendation is to take whatever headline you see. See if Reuters and the Associated Press reported on it. If they did, it's probably legit, but they probably didn't do it if it's that sensational.
We actually had a listener call in the last few weeks asking if the Trumps were getting divorced, and all I can think that she could think of was maybe that the fact that, you know, the wife is not moving there right away because her son's still in school, and you know, but it just shows you how rumors can just get very far-fetched and carried away a bit.
Rumors definitely, the internet is just terrible at this, right? All it takes is just one person to write something up, and they throw it on there, and then all of a sudden it just spreads like wildfire. Moreover, who particularly cares, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting. I use Facebook. I'm a grandmother. What can I say?
But
I don't know that I've noticed really – supposedly they're going to start to have these folks that are watching and keeping an eye on things, and I'm still seeing a lot of pretty vicious stuff on there. I don't know if they're not in effect yet or what's going on with that. But
yeah, I think Facebook is better for seeing pictures of the grandkids and sort of seeing how your friends' vacations are going, and a little bit less to find out what's going on in the world.
Well, before we go ahead, it looks like we have another phone call. Let's go ahead and take a call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead. Hello, are you with us?
Yeah, I appreciate this speaker. I'm sorry I didn't catch his name, but, you know, regarding this the fake news, and the previous caller was talking about you're on the train or you're not on the train, and I think that's, you know, one of the what I would say, the collateral damage that the current media has fostered. It's, and I appreciate this speaker because he's talking about the issues, and, you know, it's not red, it's not green, it's not, are you blue, are you red? You know, that's the old Roman times where they just get people excited to kind of obscure what's really going on. And I appreciate this gentleman speaking because he's talking about the issues. And that's what I think the media has missed the boat on, and that's why people are turning to the Internet, is to get, you know, what's really happening. And unfortunately, the Internet's being utilized the same way. I'd like you to, you know, address that. You know, what could we do so that we're more issue-focused? For example, the immigration problem. Really, Trump hasn't done anything that wasn't already advised. We've got countries that are at war. You're supposed to find out who comes in. So I'd just like you to talk.
Appreciate that. And I do want to remind listeners, because I've announced publicly a couple of times, that I also feel like some of my media colleagues missed the boat this election. I really think the coverage leading up to it was, you know, there were some issues with it, in my opinion. But if you want to address and do appreciate the listeners' concerns.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, first of all, I appreciate the compliment. I think that it's important to recognize that we as media consumers have a responsibility, right, is that if you want the objective hard facts, then click on those links. If you want the objective hard facts, then watch NewsHour. If you want the sensationalistic stuff, then you can go to HuffPo, or you can go to Drudge Report, or the rest. And so it's a matter of us as consumers actually making sure to be very conscientious in what we're selecting, because the bottom line is that the media will go where the dollars are. And if we continue to look at sensationalistic stuff, is so-and-so getting divorced, then we're not going to get the sort of media that we really deserve and to make informed decisions as an electorate.
We have another phone call. Welcome in Focus. Go ahead, please.
Let's talk about where we live. The discrimination in this town, for instance, there's no bus service south of Point. There's no bus service to the breadbasket. There's no, when they talk about repairing homes and all, they want to go down on Yuma instead of all over town. Let's talk about the discrimination in this town.
And I don't know that would be Nate's role to do that exactly, but appreciate the call. Well, I guess, and I know we have a couple other gentlemen here in the studio that want to try to get on here before the program's over. Anything else you're wanting to highlight? We've covered a lot of territory, Nate, and as always, we appreciate you coming in and sharing some of your insight.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I just encourage the listeners to, going forward, just to believe a little bit less of what you see on Facebook and believe a little bit more about what you see in the sort of the reputable news websites, or, you know, Wall Street Journal, the rest. I think that's really, going forward, that's the best way to find out what's going on. And if you want to get engaged, don't forget to call Senator Moran, call Senator Roberts, call Representative Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, almost said Heelscamp. Sorry, old habits die hard. So just continue to stay informed, but in a reasonable way, and then don't forget to get involved.
Well, thanks again for joining us today. And we've had with us Dr. Nate Burkhead, Assistant Professor of Political Science, Kansas State University. We have a couple gentlemen from Riley County Fish and Game will be joining us next, and you're listening to In Focus.